Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about transforming the structures of our time. We're in a major period that will create many long-lasting changes. So discover how you can use these energies to make changes for your highest good and the highest good of all. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm now offering Mars retrograde consultations. These are half-hour consults focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years. They can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. To schedule, call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Also, remember, you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents per day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. You can order these with the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, we're in the midst of a major cycle, which is peaking for the second time. This is Saturn square Pluto, and it's exact to the minute on January 31st. But for all intents and purposes, it's been close enough to exact since January 20th. Now, I'm sure you've encountered some very major issues that have come up in the past week or two. Often these are viewed as power or control issues in the workplace. In general, they're related to structures, processes, strategies, and management techniques that need to change. You may also encounter this cycle as a change in your home life. Perhaps you're remodeling or you're renegotiating who will do which chores around the home. Or maybe you're renegotiating a relationship at work. Even the Earth is a structure, so we can also experience unusual shifts in our Earth or strange weather patterns. Certainly, the Haiti earthquakes have reflected this cycle. Now, what's the best approach if you're caught up in a power struggle? First of all, recognize that a change in the situation is needed. We may not completely resolve our issues at this time, but you can at least initiate or review a new approach to see how well it works. If you don't solve this issue at this time, you'll get another chance in the summer. But that period will be really explosive, so it's better to make your changes now if at all possible. And here's the question to ask yourself and others who are involved in the change. Is this restructuring or change in the highest good of everyone concerned? If you can truthfully answer yes, then you're on the right track. I'll discuss more about this cycle in the next segment when I talk about transforming the structures of our time. Now, on top of that, tonight, January 29th, we have our full moon. This occurs either on the late hours of Friday night here in the Pacific time zone or the wee hours of Saturday morning on the East Coast. Now, what's coming to light at this full moon are entrenched anger or resentment issues, which could be explosive in nature. This will be an important time to practice conflict resolution skills. Been talking to you for weeks about using the nonviolent communication technique from Marshall Rosenberg. He has a book by that name which will help you. Now, in addition, this full moon shows there are still major debt and financial issues which need to be restructured. And in addition to that, be prepared for travel and communication delays or frustrations. If you travel during this period, take plenty of items with you to get you through the delays. You may encounter some bad storms or other delays in travel. Relationships and money issues can be stormy as well, so take plenty of patience with you. This looks like a tough time for the financial markets as well. Stock markets appear to react badly to those entrenched anger and resentments by cutting stock prices. Traders, be alert. There is, of course, some help from an opportunity for both growth and power, but in general, this trend looks down for a little while. The next cycle is Sun and Venus together, both opposite Mars. Now, this already peaked on January 26th and 27th, and it stays in range through February 3rd. These cycles are often associated with challenges for getting what you want. Either you're not clear on what you want, or you don't know how to get it. Relationship issues often arise, making it even harder to get what you want. Money issues can also be challenging, since there seems to be less money than what's needed. These situations are asking for balance. You may need to be direct in telling another person what you need. And you can do that in a respectful manner without attacking the other person. Just don't expect that other person to psychically know what you want. Be responsible for telling them. Next, we finally have some good news. February is almost here, and this is a good month for prosperity. We get multiple periods during February when the money situation looks better and better. One of these cycles which starts us on this path is Jupiter sextile Pluto. This cycle is an opportunity to grow our power and influence with important people. It came into range on January 27th, it peaks on February 6th, and it stays in range through February 19th. This extra influence could also be useful with the masses. If you have a program you want to test on the internet, after the timeout on February 6th, the 7th, or the 8th could be very good days to do it. Now, to make the most of that influence with someone powerful, offer a new or unusual idea. There's an opportunity for sudden inspirations and unexpected solutions to surface through February 3rd. And that peaks on February 6th. This cycle is Mercury sextile Uranus, when sudden flashes of insight can provide an important idea. It stays in range through February 8th, so take advantage of this by being open to unexpected solutions. In addition, one of our first money cycles comes into range on February 1st, and it peaks on February 7th. This is the cycle of Venus conjunct Chiron. This is an excellent time to attract money and prosperity to you. It's also a great time to plant the seeds for prosperity in the future. This cycle stays in range through February 10th. Okay, it's time to do our weekly check-in about Mars retrograde. How are you doing with this cycle? This is the one that's most associated with people getting irritated, frustrated, and angry. It started December 20th, and it will be with us through March 10th. So I want to mention that this cycle is designed to help us clear the stuff out from under the rug. You know what I mean, don't you? All those things we stuff under the rug and don't resolve are now ready to be aired out and settled. And doing so is what clears the air and makes it possible for us to move forward in new ways. We can't do that if there are a lot of negative energies hanging around that need to be resolved. So when someone triggers your anger, use it as an opportunity to clear the air. Get that book, Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg, and you'll have the right tools to do this. Now, if you use Mars retrograde well, you'll evaluate what you did the past 2 years and consider what you want to do for the next 2 years. What changes and structures do you need to put in place in order to pursue what brings you the most joy? Essentially, This is the time to do our personal and business strategic planning for the next 2 years. And if we do, we'll be ready to go when March 10th comes around instead of in the midst of more confusion. Use this period to gain clarity about your path for the next 2 years, and you'll be light years ahead of your competitors. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. In the first and second week of February, you'll notice a series of green dollars that start on February 1st and continue through February 9th. Green dollars show days when people either want to spend or donate their money, or the energies are strong for growth. This series of green dollars is associated with both types of situations, growth and strong energy for spending money. Of course, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and this year, retailers should have a better-than-average Valentine's Day. And if you're in sales or retail, choose green dollar days when you're starting your promotions. Lastly, I just want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you'll get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And sign up today. Now, what kind of changes is it time for us to make now? How can you make them for your highest good? After I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about transforming the structures of our time, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady, presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance, plus Dr. Joe Dispenza, Reverend Carlton Pearson, and Robert Holden. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Visit bellaspark.com.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's AskDrKell.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about transforming the structures of our time. We're in a major period that will create many long-lasting changes. And I'll talk to you about how you can use these energies to make changes for your highest good and the highest good of all. Then after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, earlier, I mentioned the particular cycle associated with these changes. This is the Saturn square Pluto cycle. The cycle first came into range in very late October 2009. It peaked the first time on November 15th of last year. And this cycle has stayed in range ever since then, and it's peaking a second time on this Sunday, January 31st. Then, this cycle still stays in range until early April. Then we get a little break from this until July 26th, when it comes back into range again. It peaks for the last time on August 21st of this year, and it stays in range until October 19th. So are you getting the picture? This is not a quickie cycle. Saturn square Pluto is a big deal. We basically have a year in which to make some fairly important changes. And even while this cycle is out of range, Saturn moves back into the cycle of earthquake energies. So there's really no structural stability available this year until November. Now, what changes might you need or want to make during this cycle? First of all, this is the last phase of these two planets being together. We saw the highlight of their full phase back in 2001, when we had Saturn opposite Pluto. That was when we experienced 9/11. That structural change created many changes which have rippled through our society. And during the last phase of any cycle, we're having a change in consciousness about what transpired previously during this cycle. So we're reconsidering what we want, what went well, and how other things could be improved. Now, on a national scale, there are some homeland security issues that are getting reviewed now, along with some airport security issues after the Christmas Day incident. Security is represented by Saturn, so it's a big deal at the moment. We're also reviewing how it is that the U.S. bailed out these big banks to billions of dollars last year, only to have them pay out excessively large bonuses again this year. That kind of stuff isn't playing so well in Peoria. President Obama recently announced proposed legislation to address the financial system. The health care bill is still trying to get passed, and that would create a large number of structural changes in our health care. We're reviewing all these areas to see what changes are needed in each one. Now, locally, you have slightly different situations, but ones that still impact many people. For example, you may live in an area where the bridges, roads, or buildings need to be repaired. Those are all structures. Your local government may be making other structural changes, perhaps to your schools, parks, transportation, or other local services. Look around your area to see what's happening. At workplaces around the world, many organizations are now in the process of being restructured, one way or another. Perhaps your area is getting reorganized, or the company organization chart is changing, or your work processes could be changing, or perhaps your managers are changing their tactics and strategies. Have you noticed that many large companies now are getting new CEOs or changing their upper leaders? This is all part of this cycle. This cycle also impacts our personal lives as well. Okay, have you started cleaning out things lately, perhaps reorganizing closets or cabinets or shelves, etc.? Maybe you've decided to remodel a portion of your house. You may also be making changes to your relationships or duties that you're responsible for handling. You could also be undergoing internal structural changes. For example, your teeth may need fixing, or you may need to visit the chiropractor, or your knees may be giving you trouble. You can also experience internal psychological changes as well, especially in relation to how you deal with authority figures. You may even be dealing with an aging or dying parent, or you may have lost a job or major relationship. These are all examples of structural change. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this cycle can also impact our Earth. We can experience Earth changes like earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes, hurricanes, typhoons, tornadoes, major fires, or huge storms. All these events can create major structural changes. Even time is a structure, so we may experience time differently after this. And for that matter, capitalism is a paradigm structure, and even capitalism is up for major changes. In fact, all our paradigms could experience changes. So you can see that the impact of this cycle is pretty broad, and these changes can occur on all levels. One thing you can be certain of is this. We're in the midst of a major amount of big changes through this year. If you heard my annual forecast for 2010 on January 15th, you may recall that I talked about some potentially enormous changes. And if we're not paying attention, we could get the kind of changes that we don't want. So it's important for us to pay attention to these changes on all levels, from global, national, local, to work-related changes, and even at home. Now, in addition, these changes, whatever they turn out to be, will also be permanent. This is not like when you take a piece of clay and mold it into a new shape. Instead, this is like when you take that piece of clay and fire it in a kiln. When it comes out, it will never be clay again. They may not be permanent changes until later this year, in August or September, but once we get to that time period, they will definitely become permanent. So here are some things to consider as you're contemplating all these changes. First, being in fear of these changes won't help you. You'll only attract what you fear. In fact, your fear contributes to creating exactly what you don't want. It's important to be clear about what you do want and leave what you don't want out of it. Keep your eye on the prize, that being what you want. Just ignore what you don't want. Second, it's important to consider that the best changes will bring balance to a situation. Ask yourself if the solution you're being offered is one that brings balance to everyone concerned. And if not, don't support it. Find a solution that offers all parties the opportunity to come into balance. Third, and this is very important, there's a strong tendency to consolidate power under this cycle. Be alert for these types of situations. Often these situations are not in your highest good. Usually they occur because we're not paying attention to what's going down in Washington, D.C., or within state or local governments. But they can actually occur in a myriad number of ways, including in your own workplace. This is not the time to ignore what's happening politically, because if you do that, you risk losing a lot. This is a heads-up time if there ever was one. Sign up for political alerts so you can stay in tune with what's happening and add your voice whenever it's needed. Now, speaking of adding your voice, it's really important not to stuff whatever you're thinking or feeling about a particular situation under the rug now. We're all in the mode of rethinking where we want to go for the next 2 years, and that includes rethinking the structures we need to have in place to take us there. We can't create what works well for everyone unless we're all willing to contribute what we want to the process. Now, fourth, these changes can also show up as power plays or control issues. Now, at the moment, the people who are pulling the power plays are stronger, but they won't be stronger later this summer. That's when the doo-doo hits the fan, and we get a lot of major changes at once. So it's important not to give your power away now, and it's especially important to ensure that whatever occurs, it's balanced and fair for everyone. If that's not what you find happening in your workplace, you can be certain it will be temporary until this summer. Now remember, this is the year of the revolution. These transformations of structures will be part of that revolution, but not until later this summer when things come to a head. And what's that revolution about anyway? It's about getting rid of greed and corruption. Our consciousness has changed enough that we're unwilling to tolerate it in any fashion. Of course, those who've been used to raking in a lot of money via corruption for years are not pleased with this situation. That's because they have no place to hide now. They're being shown the door, all right, but usually it's the door to jail. This is one of the few ways we can reclaim our own power. We have to refuse to allow greed and corruption to rule any longer. Now, you may have thought that things would never change and we'd be ruled by greed and corruption forever, but I'm here to tell you those days are nearly over. It's our job to stay alert during these times so that the changes which are made are for our highest good and the highest good of all. The more we shake this out of our local communities and states, the faster it will shake out at the national and international levels. The foundations are cracking so we can rebuild a new and better one. So get ready to roll up your sleeves to start building a country that's based on fairness, peace, and prosperity. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number. That's 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years or an issue related to anger or frustration, call me for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to Bellingham, Washington. We have Susan calling in. She has a question about banking. She's a fellow banker up in the north there, and she had just a question around that area. So let's bring her on the air. Her birth date is 12/18/53 at 2:40 p.m. in Boone, North Carolina. So, Susan, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You're a banker,
yeah.
Huh?
I'm a mortgage broker banker. Yeah, we have private banking as well as
okay.
the regular brokering stuff. And,
what's
of course,
your
it's
question?
Been a couple of interesting years.
Well, yeah,
you know.
To say the least.
Well, I'm still standing.
That's great.
I know. Well, I wonder about the wisdom of this. Wanted to know your feeling, because I read from the traders in the economic world about the too big to fail. We call them the humongous brokers and banks that seem to all
right.
be, you know, getting together. And we're certainly seeing some failures of small banks. In fact, the first failure of the year was Horizon Bank in Bellingham.
Oh,
I know. And we're just, I'm just kind of wondering what you see as that, as a future for the banking world as far as mortgages and, you know, real estate goes. Do you have a sense of that? And also, I'm looking at some my own personal angle around that.
Okay, well, let me answer the economic question first.
Okay.
The financial system is not yet fixed. In fact, if anything, it's slightly worse off than it was in the sense
oh,
that
yeah.
we still have all the debt that has not been handled. So here we are at this point where we're doing structural transformation and we have Obama proposing major changes to the financial system, which are needed. Now, way
uh-huh.
back, you know, in the 30s, you know, they figured out that, hey, you know, it's not such a great idea to have the banks, you know, who are safeguarding our money
also
off
right.
doing investments, right? But all that
right.
got
Against
removed,
it.
You know, back in the 90s. You know, all those safeguards got removed. And
the abomination of Glass-Steagall, yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, we don't have anything in place at this point that protects deposits from being misused.
Uh-huh.
You see, and you have quite a few banks, you know, very large banks that have four times as much risk on their books as they have deposits.
Uh-huh.
You know, so anything goes wrong, you see. I mean, they're so leveraged and have
right.
so many derivatives and things of that sort that, you know, there's nothing to prevent it from failing. So I see that this year we're going to have major changes for the banking industry. It's part of what's needed, you see, in order to bring the whole financial structure back into place. A lot of the old, you know, system was based on corruption. And greed.
Right.
I mean, that is just it in a nutshell. And so,
yeah.
you know, that has to be cleaned up. That's part of the consciousness change that's going on now. And once the consciousness is there that, you know, we don't want this kind of thing to be going on, it literally will have no legs to stand on. There won't be enough support for it, you know. You see what I'm saying? For it to
yeah.
continue. So,
right.
So I see that a fairly major change there. Now, will they restrict the size of banks so they don't become too big to fail. I think it's a very real possibility that,
right.
you know, that maybe that's just really too big. You know, that perhaps...
Well, what about Bernanke getting reelected, though? That wasn't a good sign.
Well, actually, I'm not certain about that, because actually what I see for the Federal Reserve is it's not so much their chairman that is going to change as the Federal Reserve itself is going to change.
Oh, that's good.
It's going to be restructured. Yeah, so the Federal Reserve is part of the huge restructuring, and the banking and financial system restructuring is all part of that. So I see
right.
it as a huge, you know, it's part of the big shift that's going to happen this year. And it is big. It probably won't happen until summer.
Okay, do you think the Federal Reserve will get more power, or they'll disempower?
I think they will have it. I mean, certainly they're going for more power. But if you look at what's happening to them in the summertime, it doesn't look like they're going to get it.
It looks
like they're going to be restructured. Yeah, this is our chance, if there was ever a chance to restructure the Fed, this is it. So we need to make our voices heard. You know, we need to tell people in government, this is what we want, you know, about the Fed. You know, why should the Fed charge the U.S. government interest on every dollar?
Right.
They're making money off of every taxpayer. It should be illegal, you know.
Right. Agreed.
You know, there's a lot of things about that setup. You know, it's actually, if you go look at the federal debt, a huge percentage of it is owed to the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's like, I don't know, 30 or 40%. It's a lot.
Right.
You see, so you know, you want your federal government to be in default. I mean, that's what the top financial astrologer in the world forecast for the United States that would happen by 2015.
Uh-huh.
Now, I like to think that a forecast like that could be changed. You see, and so
right.
I'm trying to get people to wake up and pay attention.
Right.
You know. Because we have the option of making changes and changing that prediction to something better.
Well, that brings up my next question.
Okay.
which is my personal work around working with distressed borrowers, and it's been kind of evolving into a consumer advocacy role, which is rather draining. But I just feel really, you know, somebody's got to do it, and I wonder if this is a good direction for me.
Now, you're saying it's evolved into an advocacy role for...
Yes, for distressed homeowners and borrowers who are sitting there with all these bizarre debt situations and
right.
banks trying to take over their homes and stuff.
Right. Interesting. Okay, that's very interesting how it's coming out for you. You have a cycle that is commonly associated with... how would I put this in a pleasant way? It's associated with kind of being up against, it's kind of like David and Goliath.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Does it feel like that? I mean,
a little bit. I'm concerned about how high I raise my head. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's in the sense that, you know, you're up against like a big system. You
uh-huh.
know, and here you are, you know, advocating for. People who are in need of assistance. It actually is a big opportunity for you in a way that you may not have considered. But so I would continue doing it. But I can see why you might find it to be draining. But it also has potential for you to gain a lot of future business from it.
Right. Well, I started out just helping people because I knew I could, and now, the word got out.
Right.
And now I'm looking at, because I have joined forces with another colleague who has a similar vision to actually evolve this into a nonprofit and go for it.
Oh, cool. Uh-huh. Very
go
cool.
Go get the grant and do it in a public way.
Right. That's a great idea, because this looks like it could really be big for you, mm-hmm. actually.
And we've even made contact with members of Congress through some of our distressed clients who are I'm urging them to speak up and write their congressman and, you know.
Yes. Thank you for doing that work. And getting people to speak up and write to their congressman is really important at this point.
www.congress.org.
Thank you. So www.congress.org, right?
Yeah, and you just type in your zip code and up come your representatives. You can write them right there.
Oh, perfect. That makes it so easy.
Yeah, and clients are actually speaking up about their difficulties with their banks, and they're getting calls back from their senators.
Oh, good. That's
because
great.
Because the senators don't know. They think
right.
that the laws are doing their job, and they don't know that, that banks don't follow laws.
Right. I hear the music. I apologize. I have to go.
Thank you very much for calling in, Susan.
I appreciate it. So do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 Good Timing Guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 Good Timing Guide today.
Do you have junk in your trunk? Are there backseat drivers in your life? Do you use your horn to communicate your wants and desires? Grab hold of your Wheel of Life today with our exclusive how-to program, Are You in Your Driver's Seat? It contains three books in one, a driver's manual, a personal maintenance log, and owner's manual. You can go it alone or work with one of our pit crew members. When you get in trouble on the road of life, pull into the pit. $25 per half-hour session for Dr. Pat listeners. Visit EmergeCoachingServices.com. Get in your driver's seat today.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. Three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls. And I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to Newcastle, Washington. We have Sarah calling in. She had a question about structure and her sign.
I think okay.
A lot of people around this time probably need to know that. Let's see. Her birth date is July 16th of 58 at 3:24 a.m. in Seattle, a local. So let's bring on Sarah. Yeah, let's bring on Sarah. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you for your awesome program.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you like it.
Yes, I love it.
So how can I help you today?
My question is about what's pulling on my spine. I have my eye on alignment. I feel the changes that you're talking about actually in my body.
Okay.
Like there's a lot of changes happening, and I was wondering from my chart if there's anything that you could help me to understand myself.
Okay, so you feel like something is tugging on you in terms of a change. Okay,
yes,
now I don't have your I do. I have your exact birth time. Okay, so that makes it better. I was just looking to see if you have something that's real early in one of your particular positions here for your planets, and I'm not seeing that, so I don't think it is Saturn that is bugging you yet, although it will bug you a little bit more later this year. Saturn will come into square with your ascendant and your descendant, meaning that you may find some challenges in your home life related to you versus other people in terms of, who's handling which responsibilities and things of that nature.
That's okay.
Down a little bit long, later this year, probably late summer.
Something to look forward to.
September, October. What's that?
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, something to look forward to. Yeah, right. And let's see. I was just looking to see if there's something else. Actually, you are at a point in time where you should be making some kind of major change. Have you had a major change, perhaps, in your career?
Yes, I feel some huge shifts happening. Very positive, of course.
Yeah, it looks always very positive. Yeah,
they always have been for me, I guess.
And do you have a promotion coming, possibly, or?
Well, I'm my own boss, so I suppose I could promote myself.
Well, it looks like you could become better known. Are you self-employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so perhaps your services would become better known. That's one possibility.
Okay.
And the situation with is there some change that you're going to plan to do in terms of what services you offer?
I'm letting that unfold and be discovered. I do a lot of meditation, and when I feel, motivated and see the vision, then I go for it. So far,
that's the way to go for it. Yeah.
So far I've been focused this week on just my own alignment within and feeling something pulling on me, and so that was my question in my mind.
Yeah, I think it's more about, you're ready for a fairly major shift.
Okay.
And you're definitely, ready for something to shift in your career. Now, it could also impact your home life, but, the career area, and that can also indicate community standing as well as, what you do, in terms of your career. So there are lots of different possibilities there that could be included. But frequently, if you're self-employed, a lot of times, and we're right in the midst of Mars retrograde when we're reconsidering where we want to go for the next 2 years. So Yeah, be thinking about what brings you the most joy so that you are headed in that direction. And you don't have to necessarily know how to get there. You know, you just have to have your intention to go there so that the universe can assist you with it.
Yes, thank you.
Be open to the universe sending you messages and help for getting there. Okay?
Thank you, yes.
You're
yes,
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, see you soon.
Yeah, okay. So, Benny.
Yep, I think we have time for one more. Let's head off to Florida, and we are going to hit up the Palm Coast area. We have Rita calling in. She's currently separated now, but she had a question about some property that she and her ex have owned together, and her date of birth is August 17th of 1970. And let me make sure here. She's thinking it's around between 11 p.m. and 12 a.m. that day of when she was born, and that she was born in Norton, Kansas. So, Rita, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Rita.
I wanted to clarify that it's not my ex.
Oh,
sorry about that. We're still together.
Oh, my apologies.
We're still together, but we actually have had to be separated due to the financials.
Okay, I understand.
Oh, dear.
My apologies.
Okay. And tell me about this property.
Well, it's not, none of it has my name on it. It is all my partner's property, and I have taken it upon myself to come down here. I actually lived in Colorado, and I moved here away from everyone I know, and I'm handling all this property, and it's rental property. Some of it, it is obviously worth less than it used to be, and we've got a lot of debt now that we've pulled out of this property, and I want to know, is there any possibility that we're ever going to come out of this?
Okay. All right. No, so so this is your partner's property.
It is, and we've been together for 4 years, and for the last 2 years, we've had to be separated, you know, because of there's no money. You can't make money in this town.
Right.
It's, you know, there's a lot of foreclosure homes. And then,
well, what I see going on, because we're going to quickly run out of time here, is that there's a dissolving of the property that's going on. This is ideally when this happens. It feels pretty negative, I have to tell you, ideally when this happens, what's happening is that your things are being dissolved so that you can create something new, you know, with whatever is left, basically. So this is probably, I would think this year will be better than last year. And so I'm hoping that you're through the worst of it now, is what I'm thinking, that you're through the worst of it, and you could start
hold on to them throughout all
of
this. And, like,
yeah, but obviously, you know, the properties are not going to be able to be what they used to be at this point. The market for property is not going to finish bottoming until March of 2011. And I'm sorry I am out of time, but thank you so much for calling in. And
contact me
if you want to know more about those properties. Okay, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Have you heard that sometimes you need to prime the pump? When it comes to prosperity, this means that sometimes it helps to donate something, time, money, or products, to get money flowing again. And it doesn't have to be big to help. Donating anything says to the universe that you're abundant enough to give something away. That in itself is enough to help attract more prosperity to you. So just one note of caution about donations. Never donate out of a sense of obligation or duty, because that will decrease your prosperity. The energy behind it is negative. So be sure the donation is one that brings you joy, and you will prosper from it. Now, next Friday, February 5th, I'll talk about trusting in prosperity. And Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.